So coming into our seat for meditation. Seat or asana, place or posture, could be sitting, could be another posture that's comfortable for you, lying down potentially. But we're going for a posture where it's easy to be physically still for a while. Whether you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling or on a chair, feeling for a clear and easy to maintain base of support, and a base that supports the upper body to sit tall without strain as much as possible for this body in this moment. Beginning with the preliminary instructions given by Ajahn Brahm in his sequence toward jhana, or deep, steady attention, deep stillness. There's really two steps. One is coming into presence, and the other is coming into silent presence. Just beginning with presence. One of the things I love about this instruction is that it's not about picking up a meditation object right away. It's not about grabbing onto the breath or any one thing immediately. But coming into the here and now, and the here and now is characterized by the sensory field being open and awake. I like to start with hearing. Opening attention to the field of sounds. Sounds arising and passing on their own, near and far. Those we recognize and those we don't. Sounds that are pleasant or unpleasant or neutral, but they appear and disappear on their own. If we're tracking the field of sound, we're not thinking about past sounds like conversations we've had, music we've heard. We're not thinking about future sounds. There's just being present with sound as it arises and passes. And then we might bring in the seeing. You can do this with eyes open if you like, just letting your visual field be receptive without grabbing onto anything. This can feel like the eyes softening back into the head, gathering a sense of wide peripheral vision, or just of a soft, non-urgent presence through the visual field. Or you could let the eyes close and connect with seeing behind closed eyelids. See the field of color, texture, whatever you notice. And again, the seeing happens in the present. If inner seeing arises, remembering things you've seen in the past or might see in the future, imagination, images, those are happening in the present, but the images are not of something that's present. And so coming into the here and now, you can notice that imagination is happening, image in the mind. And you can come back to what your eyes are seeing in the present, what the physical eyes can see in the here and now. And you can let the hearing and the seeing mix together to remind you, this is what's happening now. You can do this as well with smelling and tasting. Setting aside the remembering or anticipating of smells or tastes, and letting any smells or tastes that are present remind us to be here now, with them as they arise right here. And then sensing through the body, sensation at the skin, sensation through the inside of the body, sensing the posture and shape of the body, sensations that are pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, sensations arising on their own based in conditions, based in the posture, health, age, weather, injury, just the fact of having a body, sensations appearing and disappearing on their own, but always in the here and now. Allowing all five physical senses to remind us in a constant flow of what's happening here and what's happening now, pulling us away from memory and anticipation. Thoughts and feelings, the sixth of the senses, are also always happening now. But this is where our attention creates past and future as content, story. So notice when thought is happening, it's happening in the present. But what the thought is about is often past or future. And those stories are so compelling, so beautiful and terrible, that we want to run with them over the cliff edge into the big sky of imagination and fantasy, fear and hope, worry. Don't go. Stay with the senses and the body and the here and now. Feel the cognitive sense as mood, as energy, rather than story. Feeling our mood in the here and now. This is the first preliminary. Just becoming present to what's here, to what's now. And come through the senses into presence. And then the second preliminary is to take this presence, this clear attention, connecting with what's happening now, and make it silent. This can mean giving just a bit of extra attention to the mind. Giving attention to the play of thought, story, bringing it to silence. Finish whatever thought you're on. Sometimes I'll do this by increasing the energy I'm giving to listening, so that I'm listening to the silence in the mind, in addition to the sounds that are around. And take a break from words, and then notice, really hear the absence of words, and then sustain that. When words knock again at the door and want to arise, don't answer the door. Stay with the silence. When images tap at the window pane and want to be imagined, leave the curtains closed. Or just take in the light, filling the room of the mind without engaging with images. Silence means letting go of inner talking and inner imagining. And that silence enfolds and holds and is held by the play of the senses around the body. So there's a vitality spinning around this bodily form and through the bodily form. A vitality that doesn't need description or story or commentary. No, this is step two of the preliminaries. Inner silence. If it's helpful, you can take up the object of the breath. But it's very helpful just on its own to make these two preliminaries strong before you go on. Get used to stabilizing silence as a step unto itself. Then when we pick up the breath, it will be so much easier to sustain attention there and let the breath and the breath energy fill the space left behind. Where all the words used to be. So we'll practice in silence together, like this. To finish our sitting together, we'll chant the recollection to the triple jewel. We'll bring the words up on the screen so you can either meditate through the chant, chant along. We'll do just the Pali. Tam ko panna bhagavan tang evam kaliyano kiti sadho abhugato iti piso bhagava arahaṃ sammā sambuddho vindra charana sampanno sugato lokaviru annuttaro purisa dhammasarati sattha deva manusānaṃ Bullo Bhagavati Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Pasiko Hopanahiko Pachatangwe Dittabo Vinyuhiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sango Ujupati panno bhagavato savaka sango Nyayapati panno bhagavato savaka sango Sammichipati panno bhagavato savaka sango Yadidam chatari purisa yugani atapurisa pugala Esa bhagavato avaka sango ahunayo pahunayo dakhinayo anjali karaniyo annutarang punya ketang lokasati. Let's chant the precepts, which we haven't in a little while. The bottom of this page, again, we'll just do the Pali. Panati pata veramni sikapatang sammadhyami adinnadana veramni sikapatang sammadhyami Kame sumi chachara veramni sikapatam sammadhyami Musavada veramni sikapatam sammadhyami Suramiraya manjapamadatana veramni sikapatam sammadhyami Idam me silam bhagapalanyanasa pachayo hotu.